Good morning, folks. It's Sunday morning, and I'm taking my usual Sunday morning walk and reinstating this after my month-long adventures in Spain. I was a bit trepidation. What's the word I'm looking for? I was a bit nervous about doing this walk because, as you can hear, I'm probably slightly out of breath, but I'm having to compensate a lot with my walking because I've developed a dropped ankle on my left foot. I can't raise it, so it'll either drag along the ground a little bit when I try and lift for the next step, or as I have to do is raise it using my knee. I've been to the hospital and they assure me that it will come back eventually. They think it's nerve damage, and I have a splint which helps to pop up the ankle when I'm walking, gives a bit of spring in my step and helps my walking gait look a little bit more normal. But there's a bit of energy involved, a bit more energy in walking than normal, because you have to be very careful where you place your feet, because I also have numbness in my foot, and this was brought home to me yesterday when I stumbled. I wasn't really watching where I was going. You know, you're walking along as normal, and if you come to a little bit of unevenness in the pavement or the path, you compensate that. Your foot naturally compensates for it by flexing. Unless, of course, it's a deep recess or something, or a sharp boulder, then you can twist your ankle anyway. But this was just a minor obstacle, and it turned my ankle because I couldn't feel the obstacle beneath my foot. So, there we go. But this morning I'm just taking a walk. It's a very misty morning. Cool, but quite nice in its own right. It's not freezing or anything. It's just a cold mist. And I can see the sun trying to burn its way through. Whether that'll be successful or not, I don't know. Anyway, I'm taking a walk around. I should go to church later. There's a coffee morning this morning, and I like to attend those just to keep talking with the people in the parish and the community. It's nice to keep the dialogues open and the conversations open with people. And I've been listening to audioboos lately. I've been struggling with audioboo only because of the app, the audioboo app. It's abysmal. And there's no two, I'm not going to beat about the bush anymore. I've been quite nice about audioboo, and I like using it. I like listening, but if the app fails, it makes the whole experience somewhat lacking. And so I've decided to put all that aside, just go in and listen to boos. And I'm listening to some at the moment, a series of boos by Phil Sorrell. You'll find him on Audioboo under Daylight Gambler, one word, Daylight Gambler. He's also on Twitter. And he's doing a series of boos. To try and sort of, I think, to give him confidence about speaking. He's doing a lot of public talking lately regarding his businesses and projects. And I always find Phil interesting. I can listen to Phil for ages. So check out Daylight Gambler. I shall retweet a couple of his boos as I go along. But I'm just starting listening to a series of boos that he's recording, a boo a day for 30 days, hopefully. And I think he's on nearly halfway through, but I've only just started to listen, so there's a project for this morning. I'm going to listen to all his boos and some others by other people I follow, and try to get a bit more interactive with audioboo, leaving comments and such, and just taking that time out, an hour or two in the morning or of an evening when I get the chance, because I do like audioboo. I think it's a great service. Anyway, enough of that. So yes, and the traffic this morning, I'm walking around semi-rural areas, and yeah, there's quite a bit of traffic for a Sunday, which is surprising. I'm not sure what everybody's rushing around for, or perhaps they're just going out to enjoy the day. And I can't fault them for that. So yes, there's just a few thoughts on Sunday morning. I'm hoping that my leg springs back. I mean, the problem here for me is I'm a big walker, and it's a little bit nervy to think that, you know, have damage like this that is going to affect my walking, especially peak walking, hill walking, where you really do need to have, you know, good feet, good balance, and those are being compromised at the moment. But I'm not too worried. I'm sure it'll all pop back to normal in due course. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I shall boo anon. As always, if applicable, God bless you all.